Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. This Thursday at 7:30, the Rockman Record Club will converge at the Linda, WAMC's Performing Arts Studio, to listen, learn, and discuss the classic 1976 album Hotel California by the Eagles. Hotel California marked a shift in sound for the easygoing Southern Californian rockers and remains the Eagles' best-selling original album. Hotel California is the first Eagles album to feature the legendary Joe Walsh on guitar, and his presence is felt all over that record. I don't know if you know this or not, but the Linda, WAMC's Performing Arts Studio, has a really cool audio-video setup now.
Yes, absolutely.
And they are going to have this listening party with a live audio and a video presentation by Chuck Vasganian. Did I get it right?
Close enough. Thank you very much.
What is correct, though?
Vasganian. Yes, even though there's no O in it, it's Vasganian.
a.k.a. Rockman. Rockman,
like Rachmaninoff.
All right. Now that I have all the pronunciations right, let's talk about what you're doing here. First of all, welcome. Very nice to have you on the program.
Thank you so much, Joe. It's a pleasure.
Okay. So now you do this around. You do this in Saratoga. You do this as part of different venues.
Yes.
I know you do Cafe Lena. You do it with the Preservation Hall, right?
Yes. We started off at Universal Preservation Hall, and when they closed to be remodeled, we moved to Cafe Lena. And I do the third Tuesday of the month at Cafe Lena, and then we do the last Thursday of the month here at the Linda every month. And then every once in a while, we do a show at Proctor's as well.
So what happens at a listening party? What happens at one of these things where you sit down and say, okay, we're going to take this great, amazing, legendary album, you're going to put a group of individuals into a place, and we're just going to blast your ears off?
Well, sort of that, yes. What I do is I take albums that I love. I don't really pay attention to too much what anybody else loves. I figure if I love it, somebody else is going to love it too. And I take apart the record, and I learned a long time ago. My parents taught me how to listen to, my mother specifically taught me how to listen to music. And I listen very deeply to it, and I do a lot of research. I read a lot of books, as I'm sure you can identify with. I listen to a lot of interviews. And I put together a show that is a multimedia presentation. We have about 300 to 400 photographs in every show. We do the entire album. A lot of times I'll do audio drops. In the Eagles, I do an audio drop from a band called Shiloh, which was Don Henley's band before he got the Eagles started. And I look for a bunch of things that interest me, things about instruments. The guitarone, I did not even know what a guitarone is, but that's the name of that giant bass guitar that mariachi bands use.
And cool.
Yeah, cool, right?
Yeah,
I know.
That's great.
That's what I mean. That's the kind of thing. And I love electronic music and synthesizers and the use of all those things. So I get into the recording and the sound of the album, and we go song by song. And we take it apart, and then we do trivia, we do the album cover, we get into the album art, because the physical art, one of the things about a record that's so engaging, it's part of the physical world. It's not like an MP3, which is just sort of out there in the ether, you know? There's no physicality to
right.
it. This is something real.
So do you go song by song? Is that how you do it?
Song by song, yeah.
Okay, so yep. song discussion?
I talk about the discussion thing is sort of maybe not quite accurate. The discussion, I talk about the songs.
Maybe even discussion, like introduction?
Yeah, the introduction, yes.
Yeah.
I introduce each song, talk about anything special that's in the song, any instruments that are cool, anything that is technically interesting to me. Sometimes the audio, where they can take a guitar part and start it in the left side of the mix and move it to the right side of the mix. Just stuff like that. Backing vocals. Different players. We did the Steely Dan album last month, Asia here, and there's 45 different musicians on that album. And I go into each one of those musicians. I talk about each one of those musicians and sort of point out what they're doing. And it's just fascinating. It's so interesting. And for me, the fun of it is just getting immersed. You know, when you have something you just really dig into, you did the interview with the guy that wrote the Birth of Loud.
The Birth of Loud on the Les Paul and the other person.
Yeah, Les Paul. Yeah, Leo Fender.
There you go.
Fender, the guy, and
Les Paul. Right,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, and that's the kind of thing, that in-depth kind of look at things and tying the technology into the music is something that's so much fun for me.
And bringing it into a context of not only the time, but of its release, and then how it holds up now.
Yeah, and actually the fascinating part about it is that when you look back at an album that was released 40 or 50 years ago, you've changed.
Yeah.
And because you've changed,
God.
I know. Sorry.
Right. Well, so I was 9.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously, you changed. So.
76. I was 20.
Okay.
You know. So where was I in my life? Right. I was searching for any kind of solid ground. Right. So
but,
it's cool.
And yet, okay. So you're 20. I'm let's say 10. And yet we still had access to that music. We still heard it. We knew it was there.
Exactly. And what happens in a Rachman Record Club listening party, and I didn't know this was going to happen, but what happens is that when I talk about sitting in the sweet spot between the speakers on my mother and father's couch and listening to an album for the first time, everyone in that room goes to where they heard that album the first time. And it's by listening to it together, we listen to it for the first time together. It's really interesting, and it's this. Everybody sort of comes together, and I can really feel it from the audience. We spontaneously, people applaud at the end of the songs. They're very respectful. They wait for the song to end completely. The fades go out. We all applaud, and it's just. I know, right? It's crazy. I was so surprised by it the first time it happened because I had no idea. But people just really have a blast, and they have a fun. And more importantly. To me, anyway, I have a blast. And I am able to do the show with my daughter, who is my what I call my button pusher. She advances all the slides that we put together. She vets all the lyrics. We put up the lyrics for all the songs. And the show has developed over this almost 3 years now that we've been doing Rachman Record Club shows. And we've been doing it at the Linda now for almost 6 months. So it's just a lot of fun. And Carl and Matt are a great team. They help us out
a
lot.
Yeah, that's really good.
Absolutely fantastic.
Good stuff. What goes into the decision of what album you're going to do? I mean, I would assume you're still at a point where the list of possibles is... You know, just rambling. It's not like you're, you know, scratching your head thinking, oh my God, what are we going to do next?
What are we going to do next? Yeah. The hard part for me is there's some albums that I would do. I'm not sure I'd get a large audience for Bebop Deluxe, but I love Bebop. I love Bebop Deluxe. But that, you know, but I do, what I do is I choose a band. Like this last month, I chose Bob Seger. And I do the thing you do with your kids. Do you want juice or milk with dinner? You know, you know, you don't give them a choice of whether they want soda. You
right.
don't get that choice. So what I do is I with Bob Seger, we said Night Moves or Stranger in Town. And then I put up for a vote. And they voted for Night Moves.
I was going to say, I would have voted for Night Moves.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're both great records.
Yeah.
But Night Moves has that real, it's the first one he really does where he says, this is the Silver Bullet Band. It really identifies Seger at that point in time.
We have about 2 minutes left. May I ask you this question? Is there such a thing as a hidden track on an album like Hotel California?
There's no hidden track on Hotel California, but there is a hidden message. And that's all I'm going to tell you.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
There is
well,
a hidden message.
All of this happens. That's good enough for me. That's all
you
gotta I
need. You got to come to the show,
Chuck. That's all I need, Chuck. This all happens at 7:30. It's the Rachman Record Club converging at the Linda WAMC's Performing Arts Studio to listen, learn, and discuss the classic 1976 album Hotel California by the Eagles. The event is at 7:30 on Thursday. You can go to the Linda.org to learn more, thelinda.org, and then you also have rachman.com,
rochmon.com,
rachman.com, yes. And you can find out more information there.
Everything
as
is
well.
There. Yep,
all good stuff,
yes.
And find out about this whole listening party thing. It's
exactly.
Very, very cool.
Thank
Hotel
you.
California on this Thursday at 7:30 at The Linda and thelinda.org for more information. Chuck, thank you very much.
Joe, thank you
Great
so
to see
much.
You.
I appreciate
very
it.
Very nice.
Thank you. Yes.
A lot of fun. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.